Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bechayreis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey. What is it then if Rachel, we have a sheep that gave birth, Sheyolda, Kimenez, to something that looks like a goat? There's something wrong, obviously, because sheep don't give birth to goats. But this Rachel gave birth to a baby, and it's his firstborn male, and it looks like a goat, or the other way around. The A's, we have a goat, Sheyolda Kimin Rachel, that gave birth to something that looks like a sheep. Patam and Abchaira. Because the din is, the Bchar has to resemble its mother. Even though really, whether it's a sheep or a goat, both would be Mechuyev and Bchaira. It doesn't make a difference. The sheep doesn't resemble its mother, it looks like a goat, and this goat doesn't resemble its mother, it looks like a sheep. And the Pasuk says, Ach Bchar Shar, that teaches us, Achiehe, Hushar Ubchayre Shar, both have to look alike. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Vim Yesh Boi Mikza Simonim, but if this baby has some of its mother's Simonim, you can say, wait a second, Itaka looks like a goat, but you can tell that it's similar to the mother. It has the same feet as the mother, it has the same wool as the mother. So maybe at first glance it looks like a goat, but if you really look carefully, you do see sheep-like characteristics. So the din is chayev, then it would be chayev. In other words, it would be considered a bchar. Okay, so if a sheep gives birth to a goat-looking baby, or a goat gives birth to a sheep-looking baby, even though both would be mechuyev in bchayre, their pater, it has to have the tzura of its mother. But if you can tell a little bit that it looks like its mother, then it is miskadish bibchayra. Let's say its hand, its foot, or its wool is similar to its mother. That's also learned from Sukkim. Now, the Tresh Yisrael points out over here, quoting the Gemara, that maybe this goat-looking thing that has some simonim that makes it look like a sheep, or the other way around, maybe it's mechuyev imchayra, but it's considered a balmo, because it doesn't look normal. And therefore, after you give it to the kayin, the kayin can eat it right away, like the halacha is with a pchar, balmum.